She must be only 10 weeks old, or maybe even younger. I can hold her in one hand. I instantly want to protect her. I take her home, which is a few blocks away, and I feed her. She eats heartily, 2 full cans. I call my husband, who's in Montreal. Can we keep her? Let's see when I get there, he says. Kitty instantly makes herself at home in my tiny apartment. For someone so small, she takes up space. She jumps on my kitchen table, runs along my computer keyboard, and sleeps on my neck. I wake up frightened I'm being strangled. It's only her, purring. This kitten has a loud purr. Her hair gets stuffed into my mouth as she gets more comfortable with me, and she has no problems with where she puts her bum. We eat together, side by side, at the kitchen table. When she's done, she tiptoes to my plate. I draw the line. I have boundaries. Kitty, I'll give you some extra food on your plate. I also give her free access to the alley next to my apartment, day and night. She jumps through the open window. I love the slight thump and the little meow she makes when she re-enters to let me know she's home. I give her treats. It turns out I didn't have mice in my apartment then. Jen felt the presence of them, but didn't actually see them. With Kitty, I get mice. She brings them in. I wake up to the sounds of desperate squeaking. They're still alive, trapped in the bathtub, and Kitty watching them.